Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hey, everybody. Dave Guerra here. Welcome back. It is episode 62 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. How was your Thanksgiving? How did you celebrate? Who did you celebrate with? Hope it was with friends and family and loved ones, because that's the only way to celebrate. I know I did, and that's a good thing. The table this year was a little light, but you know what? My wife, my kids were here, and that's all that matters. Everybody else was every place else, and that's a good thing. But again, you know, huge table, lots of people, that's always a lot of fun. But then again, that could also lead to a lot of trouble. And nobody wants the MPs called on Thanksgiving evening. That's the last thing anybody wants. But I digress. How are you? And are you ready? Here, the holidays are here. We're at the end of the year. It's unbelievable. Time flies. We got stuff going on. First, you know, we make those New Year's resolutions, and then we slip slide into Valentine's Day, and then hop and skip on over to Easter, spring break. Next thing you know, it's Memorial Day, and then 4th of July, and then back to school, and then Halloween, Thanksgiving. It's like a blur. I'm not kidding. It's just a blur. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then boom, here we are today, kicking off the first weekend of the holiday season. Official holiday season. Black Friday was yesterday. Please tell me you got what you wanted if you went out there. If not, you weren't going to be part of any of that nonsense. I applaud. Kudos to you. Congratulations. That's it. Anyway, moving on. Let's get this show started. It's been a while. Little things here and there, but nothing major. Nothing major, but it's been a lot of fun on the Facebook pages. It's been a lot of fun on the website. And again, I've not been taking care of the website. And again, that's my fault where I've let you down. But we're back on track and we're updating a little bit regularly now. Had some stuff going on personally, had some stuff going on professionally. And because of that, well, just things got away. But again, it's not an excuse. Just letting you know that, hey, life goes on and we try and we do our best as we can. And that's all we can do. And some regrets, unfortunately. Yes, I do regret earlier this month. I did not make it to Oklahoma for the reunion with a couple of my Berlin Brigade buddies. They got together and they had a grand old time. I got a couple of messages and got some text and got some pictures, and that was cool. But again, that's not like being there. So folks, if you can make a reunion, if you can get together with some buddies, by all means, go. Just don't hesitate. Find a way to make it happen. If you can. Now, I understand there's personal reasons, personal situations, and then there's professional things that, you know, if you've got things going on, you've got to get them taken care of. I understand. But the moment you can do it, go. I'm looking at a February trip. It's the earliest I can do it. But you know what? It's going to get done, and it's going to have to happen. And that's non-negotiable. Anyway, moving on. Thanksgiving 2015. Wow. So I hope everybody had fun. Everybody had a great time. Let's see. Well, now we're going to fast forward, going straight into Christmas, and this is going to be kind of short. So we don't have much time. This window of time here is going to be very, very narrow. This coming weekend, I will be mailing out the international addresses to the international addresses, the BerlinBrigade.com Christmas card. So if you want one and you're outside of the United States, let me know. And you do that by emailing christmascard@berlinbrigade.com. And if you're in the United States and you have not, or if you want to get a Christmas card, just send me your mailing address. They're going to go out a couple of days after that. I just want to give the international ones a head start. That way, if there's any trouble, any problems, you know, I can still kind of probably try to get it there in time. Let's see, for those of you here in the United States, APO addresses, stuff like that, especially APO addresses, you know what, I'm going to send them out also with the international mail, so don't worry about that. But again, your window of time is very narrow. Get it over to christmascard@berlinbrigade.com. Stateside, christmascard@berlinbrigade.com, you're going to be, like I said, I'm going to mail those out a couple of days later. Now, for those of you that have previously sent me your addresses, and I've got numerous ones here. I've got them. I got this. Oh, because I've already put them away. I've already dealt with them. I've marked them. And unless you send me a change of a mailing address, you will not be getting a card from us. And it's like, well, you know, oh, he doesn't like me or this or that. No, it's got nothing to do with that. Everybody gets one. What it's got to do with is that you moved and you didn't tell me. Now, if you're hiding from the law or you're trying to go undercover or something, by all means, I understand. I understand. That's no problem. But if you're just, moved and in the hustle and bustle of moving, you forgot, it's okay. You got your shot right now. Send it in. Otherwise, you're going to wait for the 2016 Christmas card. And at the same time, that kind of segue into what's going on. We've updated our list, our registry, and it's been brought up to date, and that's cool. We've got maybe a couple of days worth of postings that have not gone up there yet. Folks, again, all you need is just send one or two if you've changed. Just send your email address has changed. Just send a notification. Just make sure you put down in the subject line or the comment section that you put down that it is a change of email address. Otherwise, your old address stays up. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I caught a cold, a little head cold there at the beginning at the end of last week. There we go. Before Thanksgiving, and it just got progressively worse. And around Thanksgiving Day, I started feeling better. But again, you can kind of hear it. It's there. Anyway, moving on. Let's see what was next. Okay, yeah, so about those email address changes on the registry, be sure you get them in. Should have no problem. Now, let's talk about the website. Well, the holidays are here. We're going to do a little something different than we've had in the past. So be on the lookout there on the website starting, I'm recording this on 11/28, November 28th, Saturday, and it should be online November 28th. And those of you that are subscribed, you should be getting it late in the evening or early on the 29th, depending on when you fire up your iTunes. And let's take a look here. So let's see, the 25th is what, 25, 26, 27 days from now. And that means starting on Monday and every other day, I'm going to be doing a little something on the website. So be on the lookout for that. A little fun. We're just going to have some fun. It's been kind of bland. It's just been kind of static. I've been looking at making some changes. I don't want to make changes because I hate every time I make changes, but I love what comes out of the changes. But by the same token, it's just time to start adding a little bit more content. And the holiday is going to be a definite great time to launch the additional content. And let's see where we go with it. So be on the lookout starting on Monday the 30th and basically every other day until Christmas Eve. Until Heiligenacht. Yes. Okay. So other than that, that's pretty much it. Let's see. Oh, yes. 2016, definitely want to start getting back into interviews. And folks, I really definitely want to talk to somebody from the Helmstead Support Detachment. So if you serve with the Helmstead Support Detachment, I definitely want to talk to you. I know we've got a lot to hear from your side of the operations there in Checkpoint Alpha. I mean, we kind of know what goes on at Bravo. We kind of know what goes on at Charlie or what went on. But, you know, it's those Helmstead people. You guys played a very awesome, pivotal role in what was going in and out of Berlin. And we don't get to hear from you. So I definitely want to talk to somebody who served with the Helmstead Support Detachment. And I want to do that right away. Get into the new year with that under control. Also, I want to definitely get somebody from the 287th MPs. We hear about them. We've heard stories about this or about that. Heck, even in my books, I write about the MPs from the 287th. But I've yet to interview somebody. I did interview. I stand corrected. I stand corrected. I have interviewed. But you know what? We need a couple more individuals. Definitely want to hear from you. So the 287th MP want to hear from you. Now, obviously, there's other individuals at Clay Compound and at Andrews that were more sensitive units. We can talk. Again, we're going to maintain OPSEC, but I definitely want to hear your side of the story, your observations of being in Berlin during the Cold War, and want to get your story out there. So, again, If you're in any one of those units, or were in any one of those units, definitely want to hear from you. But in the meantime, we've got Christmas to deal with. We've got New Year's to deal with. And on that note, you know what? I'm going to wrap this episode up because there's going to be a couple more episodes before the end of the year. So listen, until next time, my name is Dave Guerra, former member of Alpha Company 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. And thank you for listening. Thank you for your support all these years. I do appreciate it. And yes, even though Thanksgiving was a couple of days away, I am still equally thankful, equally grateful for everything and everybody that's part of this organization, this group, this website, the registry, the fan pages, the Facebook pages, and everything else. Oh, and coming up, we're going to be on Instagram, so get ready for that. And I'll put more of that out here in a little bit. Anyway, until next time, thank you for listening. I will talk to you very, very soon, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.